This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy climate specialist Rick Toman. Snow melted off earlier than normal in much of Alaska this spring. How does that figure into spring wildfire potential?
Having that extra time for grasses to dry out is a big factor in the early season.
And the spring months tend to be drier, right?
Not just doesn't it precipitate that much, but also relative humidities are still generally quite low. It's, of course, not uncommon at this time of year for especially afternoon and early evenings to be breezy. Combine that with dried old grass, and that certainly can set the stage for early season wildfires.
And then green up alters the situation, right? Talk about the process of evapotranspiration, how trees contribute to humidity.
The trees of the boreal forest, particularly the deciduous trees, are very efficient at moving moisture from the ground, from the soil, up through the tree, and then expelling that through their leaves. And it's often quite noticeable from the weather side when all of a sudden afternoon and evening relative humidities will be significantly higher following green up than even a few days before.
So that's just now starting to contribute to humidity levels. How much are spring conditions indicative of what happens during the heart of wildfire season in late May, early June, and the first half of July?
That is going to be very dependent on the weather we get. If that's hot, if there's lots of thunderstorms, that's going to be what determines to a significant extent how the overall season is going to be.
So really two distinct wildfire seasons. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.